Blog Talk Radio.
To the show, and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in, those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and listen live to the show. And and if you'd like to comment or give your opinion on today's episode, you can press 1 on the keypad, and I'll recognize you, and I'll put you on the air. 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. And again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show and welcome. Now, before I get started, I just wanted to say that I've been crazy busy over the past few days. Well, yesterday I had a training class. Monday I had a training class. Friday was just off the hook. And I was getting ready for the all-alumni picnic on Saturday. And Saturday kind of turned into a great day. We had a great time at the all-alumni picnic. It was good to see everyone who was in attendance. Saw a lot of old friends and a lot of old classmates, and that's always a good thing. Everyone was looking good. Everyone was looking good, and I'm glad I got a chance to go. Now, let's see. Before I get started, I wanted to say something about Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick made a stand on the singing of the national anthem and also the American flag, and which is a stand that I understand. I believe is sincere, and he's using his platform, and he has a big platform to voice his opinion. There are so many people that don't have a platform at all or don't have as big a platform like me. I have a platform, but I don't have a, you know, nearly as big a platform as he does. But I do have a platform, and I can say things that I believe in, because that's the whole thing. It's your belief system. When somebody says something or asks you to do something, your beliefs play a big part in that, you know. And based on your beliefs, your personal beliefs, that's how you usually respond to that. And because his personal beliefs are that the African Americans and other people of color have been, you know, treated so unfairly in the United States over the past, I don't know how many years, but he's making a stand against that. And again, I can't fault him. I know exactly how he feels, and you know, what's the solution? What's the solution? And I don't know the solution. If I did, I'd have it out there. But I don't know the solution. Maybe he does. Maybe just only the man upstairs knows. But because of our heritage and who we are, I believe that, you know, God does these things for a reason. He puts us in these positions for a reason. And we don't know the reason. We can speculate on the reasons, but we don't know. So, you know, outside of that, we just have to continue to live, continue to believe in what we believe in, continue to do what we believe in, and continue to have our convictions on different things, different subjects, different people. And I believe that until things start to turn around, that our society if you're going to continue down a dark, all right? 818-305-8834 is our number to the show. And again, when you call that number, you can just listen live to the show, or you can press the number 1 on your keypad, and I'll put you on the air for your comments or opinions. Right now, it's 83 degrees in the ATL, partly sunny. And we're looking at a high today of 94, low 74 tonight. On tomorrow, we're looking at a high 88, low 68, and thunderstorms, scattered thunderstorms. Saturday, high low 65 and partly cloudy. Now, on Saturday, I'm not I'm not positively sure if I'm going to be going to the Georgia game, not going to the game, but going to the tailgate. I was invited to a tailgate party on Saturday for the Georgia game, but I'm not sure if we're going to make it. And I've also been invited to a party on Saturday, which doubt if I attend that. It's just that, you know, I mean, I get invited to a lot of different things, but when it comes down to it, I'm like, yeah, I want to go to the tailgate. Yeah, I want to hang out, do this and do that. But when it comes down to it that day, things get kind of tight for me. I started thinking about, man, I've been working all week, and it's been a tough week. And I probably just chill and just watch the game at home. You know, probably just chill and watch the game at home and not attend the tailgate. But who knows? I may attend the tailgate, may not. We'll just have to kind of wait and see on that, right? Anyway, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's word of the day is trepidation. Trepidation. Trepidation is a noun, T-R-E-P-I-D-A-T-I-O-N. Trepidation is a noun, and it means timorous, uncertain, agitation, or apprehension. Timorous and uncertain agitation, or apprehension. An example says, friends' trepidation going into the interview dissipated quickly, and her confidence and poise led her to getting offered the job a week later. So friends' timorous, uncertain agitation going into the interview dissipated quickly. So, you know, it seems like this means that, you know, going into a job interview, you have trepidation. You're kind of apprehensive about what's going to be asked, and, you know, how you're going to feel, how you're going to react, the way you're going to carry yourself. And I know people try to, you know, kind of get their pregame show on by, you know, heading into an interview, and you're saying, I'm going to sit up straight. I'm going to look this guy right in the eye, and I'm going to answer my questions as best I can. I'm going to keep a slight smile on my face, and then this and that. But then when you get there, everything changes. But regardless of that, that's our word of the day. And you can grab that and use it however you'd like. okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live, or you can press the number 1 and I will put you on the air for your comments or opinions. All right, again, thanks guys for tuning in and welcome to the show. Now, today's episode is entitled, what's this today? This weekend is the debut of Georgia's new football head coach. And I don't really want to look at the entire season. I don't want to go game by game by game by game and say we should win that one, we should win that one, we should win that one. No, I want to look at it game by game. So this weekend we're playing the North Carolina Tar Heels. So, and the Tar Heels over the past years have had a strong team. Now, they're not in the SEC, which is Georgia's conference. They're in the ACC, which is, you know, Georgia Tech and Virginia, these schools. We play Tech, one of the ACC schools. We also play in North Carolina. But North Carolina has a decent team. They've had a decent team over the past few years, but we're usually known for beating North Carolina. And I don't see any reason for us not to beat them on Saturday. And hopefully we will. I haven't dove into Georgia football like I did last year. I think I'll be more into it this year than I was in the past years, simply because we got a new coach. And I also want to see what this our new quarterback's going to be like. I want to see what our running back's going to be like. I don't know if Chubb is going to play this weekend or not. But hopefully Chubb will have a Heisman Trophy season, like he did before he got hurt, and play the entire season. And hopefully we'll have good quarterback play. I don't know anything about wide receivers or anything like that. So, for me, it's kind of up in the air. And if you know a little bit about this Georgia football, you guys give me a call. 818-301-5834. Now, again, we've been invited to a tailgate on Saturday. I'm not sure what's going to happen there. I'm not sure if we're going to attend or not, but maybe we will. And, again, for me, it always seems to come down to the day of. And it's like, I don't really feel like going. I'm going to sit at home and watch the game. Or I'm like, yeah, let's go on out there and hang out and get together with people and have a good time. So we'll see. I'll let you guys know if I did. On Monday. Now, Monday is a holiday, right? This is Labor Day weekend. So I will not have a show on Monday, but stay tuned for that. I'm probably 90% sure I will not have a show on Monday. Hopefully, their family or someone will be doing something over the weekend, and Monday will be my chill day, my calm day, my cool down day, my recuperation day on Monday. And again, over the weekend, we had an all alumni picnic for my high school, and an after party at one of my friend's house, and these things, and I know I'm kind of getting off the subject, but these things are usually, I say, we don't get together enough. This is an annual picnic. So That's once a year that you probably will be able to see a lot of your friends. And then when you see them, everybody wants to hang together and do this and drink and drink and drink and drink. And you blow it out and you do a bit too much. At least I did, okay? And then, you know, you lose your entire day on Sunday. And that's the bad, excuse me. And that's the bad part about going to parties not the bad part about going to parties, but a bad part for me about going to parties, because I tend to have a good time, which is what you should do at parties, but I kind of push it overboard. And I got to stay conscious of that so that I don't lose a day on Sunday and I can, you know, hang out and do some things on Sunday if I need to. But it's just wild what happens. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, again, we're looking at the debut of Georgia's new head football coach. And this is Kirby Smart. He came from the University of Alabama. And he was Alabama's defensive coordinator. He led Alabama's defense, which, if you know anything about Alabama, they had a tremendous defense over the past few years. And he headed that defense. Now, I believe that, you know, Georgia's old football coach, Mark Richt, he tried to get Kirby Smart to come over and be a part of his crew a year or two ago. But Alabama gave him a lot of money to stay, and he stayed. And I think he won another one or two more championships with Alabama. So, you know, he's got a lot of hardware. And, you know, he's got a little reputation behind him. But he came to Georgia because he's a Georgia alumni. And I believe this is his dream job. Dream job. And because of that, and he played for Georgia, because of that, I believe he's going to come in with a different mindset. A different way of doing things for Georgia football. And I think the defense is going to be good. And I think the offense is going to be good as long as we have good running back play, good quarterback play. If we have a combination of that, it's hard to stop a team when they have a great running back and a great quarterback. You know, if you think about it, over the years, you go to the pros and, you know, you think about, like, and I hate to say this, but I give them their props. Dallas Cowboys, when they had Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith. Emmitt Smith was a great running back. Troy Aikman turned into a great quarterback because he had a great running back. When you have a great running back, somebody that you can fake the ball to and he run up in there and they, chase him. Now you've got a quarterback who's got pretty much one-on-one play with his wide receivers. And that's the combination that you look for on offense with a football team. You look for a great running back and a great quarterback. And if you have a great running back and a mediocre quarterback, that quarterback can turn into a great quarterback because he's got a great running back, and vice versa. So hopefully Chubb will be back at 100%. I heard he was doing great. I don't know if he's going to play this weekend, but maybe he'll play just a little bit, or maybe he'll play a lot. I hadn't been following the team over the off season, and so I don't know exactly what they're going to do. But hopefully, keep your fingers crossed. We will have a great season. 818-301-5834. And again, Kirby Smart is the coach. again, he's an alumni of Georgia, so I believe he's going to have these guys. I know they're going to be pumped for this first game, and hopefully we'll put up great challenges for all teams that we play this year and have a chance for the SEC championship. So, you know, I mentioned Alabama. I know there are Alabama fans listening to my show. I know some of the guys from work listening to the show. They're Alabama fans. And I mentioned earlier that I had a training class on yesterday. And one of the guys in the training class is from Alabama. He's an Alabama fan. And some more guys in the training class was asking him, why are y'all so arrogant, so into this, Alabama football? And I piped in and I said, well, they don't have anything else. Y'all have nothing else. That's all you have is Alabama football, University of Alabama. And he said, I hate Auburn. Auburn is just, I can't stand Auburn. I hate Auburn. Why do you hate Auburn? They're in Alabama. They've had decent years, decent teams. Why can't you root for Auburn as well? Because they beat y'all? Because they, hurt y'all before? Man, get over it. Let it go. They're in Alabama, too. And, I'm in Georgia. I like the Georgia Bulldogs. But I also like Georgia Tech. I root for Georgia Tech. You know, when they play each other, I lean on Georgia. But that doesn't mean I hate Georgia Tech. Come on, man. Hate Tennessee or hate Texas or hate somebody else. But, hey, give a little props to Auburn. They're in Alabama, too. But like I said, they don't have anything else to ride on. And they don't have any professional sports teams. They don't have a baseball team. They don't have a basketball team. They don't have any other. They don't have a professional football team. And, but, man, they act a fool when it comes down to this college football and the University of Alabama. And I really don't understand it. But I kind of do understand it because this guy said that he been rooted to be an Alabama fan. Ever since he was a little boy, his daddy always said, love Alabama, hate Auburn. So that's what he learned. It's just like racism. Racism is rooted in people from when they were little kids. When they were little kids, they were taught to hate black people or hate white people. Because it's black people who are very racist as well. But they were taught at a young age, hate white people, hate black people. And they've grown up, and that's exactly how they feel. And so that's, a feeling that Alabama fans have towards Auburn. And it's been rooted in them since they were kids. Hey, I appreciate you guys listening in to the show. That's all I have for you today. Join the show tomorrow. I'll be here at the same time, same place tomorrow. And we're going to have a tremendous show. Now, tomorrow I'll be getting into something that's very, very controversial. And because of that, you guys shouldn't miss the show. I know that people say, Frank, you crazy. You say some crazy stuff on your show, but it's me. I keep my show 100% right. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to sugarcoat the show. because it's my show. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you tomorrow. Take care.
Hey,
it's Frank. I'm over,
it
and I'm out.
Yeah. Let's do it like this.
No other woman, you'll be weak as a lamb. If you had the strength to walk out my door, my love would overrule my strength, and I'd call you back for more. If I was your woman, if I was your woman, and you were my man.